The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, the American Dance Festival in Durham is a pretty big deal, so thought we'd start the program off with that. The 2017 American Dance Festival is celebrating its 40th year in Durham, and they've got an extended season going on through July 29th. The performances will take place at several venues, Reynolds Industries Theater and Baldwin Auditorium, just to name two. And the festival's Out of the Box series events will be held at a number of venues, including the North Carolina Museum of Art, Duke Homestead, and the Nasher Museum of Art, in addition to the Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC. Ticket prices range from $10 to $62, with many savings options available. Tickets can be purchased starting May 2nd through the Dance Festival website at americandancefestival.org, the DPAC Ticket Center, and the American Tobacco District. All right, looking at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Coming up on Saturday, July 22nd, it's Mandolin Orange with Joe Pug. The website AllMusic says Mandolin Orange draws from Wells both old and new, offering up a heady mix of bluegrass, gospel, folk, country, and pop. Monday, July 31st, Bell and Sebastian and Andrew Bird. For indie music aficionados, it doesn't get any better than this. A dream pairing of the Scottish septet Bell and Sebastian and the American singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Andrew Bird. Both are singular voices who inspire intense devotion. Tuesday, August 1st at the North Carolina Museum of Art, American Acoustic with the Punch Brothers and I'm With Her. The American Acoustic Tour brings together the leading lights of contemporary Americana music for an evening of incomparable musicianship and vocal harmonizing. Wednesday, August 9th, well-known Rhiannon Giddens of local fame. That's, again, Wednesday, August 9th. She is, of course, a North Carolina native and continues to develop her extraordinary talent and career. A co-founder of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops, Giddens recorded her first solo album, Tomorrow Is My Turn, with the aid of producer T-Bone Burnett. Saturday, August 12th at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Super Chunk with Waxahachie and X-Hex. This is a Merge Records showcase. Saturday, August 19th, Tiff Merritt and Friends. September 8th through the 10th, it's Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. And then Saturday, September 16th, 5th Annual The Dude Abides Party. Let's look at some music festivals going on around the state. Now through August 11th, it is the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival. The Brevard Music Center Summer Institute for Classical Music Students, age 14 and older, presents some 50 concerts throughout its 9-week festival. Now through July 29th, Eastern Music Festival, Greensboro and Points West. The Eastern Music Festival and School trains aspiring musicians between the ages of 14 and 22. Festival sites include Guilford College and other venues. Now through August 5th, it's an Appalachian Summer Festival in Boone. This festival is a multi- and interdisciplinary arts festival, presenting and producing programs in music, theater, dance, film, and visual arts. Appalachian State University and nearby venues. July 1 and 2, Ocean City Jazz Festival. This is at North Topsail Beach. The annual Contemporary Jazz Festival showcases jazz legends and up-and-coming jazz greats. This is, again, at North Topsail Beach. July 1st through the 4th, Red, White, and Bluegrass Festival. This is in Morganton. The 4th of July weekend festival presents bands on a single stage, conducts a bluegrass camp for kids, and puts on a fireworks show and other activities. Festival site is Catawba Meadows Park. July 13th through the 16th, it's the Wild Goose Festival in Hot Springs, the festival of music, art, and Christian spirituality. Is modeled after the UK's Greenbelt Festival, which presents a slate of speakers along with musical performers. The festival has added a second stage this year. Only 2,000 tickets are sold. The festival site is the Hot Springs Resort and Spa. July 14 and 15, Bernaroo Music and Arts Festival in New Bern. The Downtown Street Festival's main shows by North Carolina artists are in the evening, though some venues involved in the festival are to stage free live music during the afternoons. Festival sites, Isaac Taylor Garden and other downtown New Bern venues. Also July 14th and 15th, Spruce Pine Barbecue Championship and Bluegrass Festival. The festival includes a sanctioned professional barbecue competition, live bluegrass, a jamming stage, a cornhole tournament, championship clogging teams, a 5K and fun run, a kids' play area, and arts and crafts and food vendors, including barbecue equipment and supplies vendors. The site is Riverside Park in Spruce Pine. July 20th through the 30th, another big one, Folkmoot USA, presents hundreds of folk musicians accompanying dance troupes representing about 10 countries from around the world at several venues in the North Carolina mountains. Performers demonstrate their cultural heritage through music and dance in colorful costumes. It's in Waynesville and other mountain towns. Couple of other Carolina music festivals. July 22nd, Barnstock BYOB Music Fest in Huntersville. July 27th through the 30th, Nunn Brothers Bluegrass Festival in Mount Airy. July 28 and 29, Hillbilly Jam in Maggie Valley. And August 3rd through the 5th, Mountain Dance and Folk Festival in Asheville. Let's take a look at some of the amphitheaters in the area and the lineups. For the next few weeks at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Thursday, July 29th, Slightly Stupid. Tuesday, July 4th, a free July 4th concert with fireworks and the Cornells. Sunday, July 9th, My Morning Jacket with Gary Clark Jr. Friday, July 14th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. Saturday, July 15th, Mercy Me. Tuesday, July 18th, it's Primus with Clutch. Wednesday, July 19th, Adina Menzel. Thursday, July 20th, Slayer, Lamb of God, and Behemoth. And then on Saturday, July 22nd, it is Revolution. At Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway in Cary, Friday, June 30th, the North Carolina Symphony Summer Fest. It's Steep Canyon Rangers, and then Saturday, July 1st, again, these are all with the North Carolina Symphony Summer Fest. On July 1st, it's Appalachian Spring. Tuesday, July 4th, Independence Day Celebration. Friday, July 7th, the Music of U2. Saturday, July 8th, it is Sturgill Simpson. Friday, July 14th, Willie Nelson and family. Then we come back with Summerfest, the annual beach party with Jackie Gore and the North Tower Band. And then Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Friday, July 14th, Dierks Bentley, Cole Swindell, and John Pardee. Friday, July 21st, Florida Georgia Line, Nellie and Chris Lane. Tuesday, July 25th, Journey and Asia. Friday, July 28th, Sam Hunt, Maren Morris, and Chris Jansen. And then on Sunday, August 6th, Foreigner, Cheap Trick, and Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience. If you're in for a few laughs, Goodnight's Comedy Club lineup for the next few weeks. June 29th through July 1st is Corey Holcomb. Corey first got his feet wet in the world of stand-up comedy by attending open mic nights with family and friends and fellow Chicago comedian Godfrey. July 8 and 9 at Goodnight's, Kevin Smith, a writer, comedian, podcaster, and film director. Kevin has written and directed numerous films, including Clerks, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Red State and Tusk, creator of AMC's comic book Men, authored Silent Bob Speaks, shooting, with Kevin Smith. And that's enough about that. July 13th through the 15th, it's Brian Posehn. Brian is a multi-talented writer, actor, and comedian. July 16, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy can be heard each weekday at 7:30 in the morning on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. July 20th through the 22nd, Andrew Santino. Andrew, comedian, actor, and writer, is well on his way to becoming a household name. He just finished shooting the upcoming film The Disaster Artist with director and star James Franco. And on July 25th, George Lopez. George is a multi-talented entertainer whose career encompasses television, film, stand-up comedy, and late-night TV. He hosted Lopez Tonight, a late-night television talk show on TBS, and was the star of ABC's hit sitcom George Lopez. Then coming up in August at Goodnight's, look for Bill Bellamy, Bruce, and James Davis. Special note, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are considered 18+. All right, nearby, Garner Performing Arts Center in Garner, of course, Saturday, July 15th, Motherless Child, the play. Saturday, July 29th, Sins of My Father. August 10th through the 12th, Disney's Aladdin Jr., based on the iconic animated film with an Academy Award-winning score. Disney's Aladdin Jr. is sure to send audiences soaring on a flying carpet ride filled with romance and adventure. Then October 20th and 21st, and 27th and 28th, Over the River and Through the Woods. Town of Clayton, the Clayton Center, July 22nd. That's a Saturday, the 2017 Women's Health and Wellness Expo from 10 to 3. Then, July 28 and 29, and August 3 through 5, the Clayton Youth Theater presents Little Shop of Horrors. Events in Cary, 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series. This is Cary's Food Truck Rodeo. The dates, July 30th and October 1st. Your favorite food trucks plus local beer and wine vendors will line the streets along with seating areas and music from local performers throughout the day. The event runs 12:30 to 5. Concerts in Bond Park at Sertoma Amphitheater this summer. All concerts are free and held Saturday evenings at 7. July 8th, it's Al Strong. Trumpet player Al Strong is well known in the Triangle's growing jazz scene. He's a gifted musician who released his debut album, Love Strong Volume 1, last year. August 12th at Sertoma Amphitheater, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. Musical gunslingers, vaudevillian hucksters, and old-fashioned tent revivalists. Between heartbreaking ballads and rousing sing-alongs, the Cowboys entertain and get audiences involved in the show. Okay, the Starlight Concert Series is held Friday evenings at 7, unless noted, and these are at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center in Cary. The concerts are free. Two left this summer, July 14th, Greg Gelb and the Second Line Stompers. Evening with Jazz with Central North Carolina's top jazz musician and his band in their Starlight Concert debut. And then on August 4th, Starlight Concert Series, it's Jam Rock. This series' favorite fills the air with authentic reggae rhythms. Rock out with yard-style reggae, including lovers rock, oldies, dance hall, and roots music. Holly Springs at the Cultural Center. All events start at 7:30, unless noted. July 14th and 28th, and then again on August 11th and 25th, Summer at the Springs. Concessions and beer and wine available. That's from 7 to 9:30. Tuesday, July 18th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents the Three Little Fishies. July 21 and 22, Spotlight Theater presents Disney's Alice in Wonderland Jr. August 1st through the 15th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Green Mermaid. And then September 5th and 19th, Carolina Puppet Theater is back with The Three Bears. Okay, Carolina Performing Arts programs at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, unless noted. Thursday, September 7th. Let's do that again. Thursday, September 7th. I don't know why I had a hesitation there. Jojo Abbott. Dive into the dreamy multiple worlds of Ghanaian global fusionist Jojo Abbott, coupling Afrobeat, jazz, reggae, and electronica with fashion, film, literature, and performance art. Jojo's ongoing project, New Birth, New Discovery, examines self as a provocative tool in the discovery, exchange, and evolution of identity. The performance is at 7:30. September 28th and October 1st, Carolina Performing Arts, Cold Mountain. Exhausted by Civil War atrocities, deserting Confederate soldier W.P. Inman embarks on a dangerous odyssey through a devastated North Carolina, encountering slaves and marauders, bounty hunters, and witches on his way home to his beloved Ada. Once a lady of privilege, Ada adapts to acute deprivation as she struggles to hold on to her father's farm. Curtain goes up at 7:30 on the 28th. And at 2 on October 1st. Tuesday, October 10th, Carolina Performing Arts, Padujaa Musijevic. Whew. Reimagining the classical recital experience, this unusual performance features Haydn piano sonatas alongside modern works for prepared piano. Concert starts at 7:30 in Mieser Auditorium. Wednesday, October 25th, Andra Schiff. Thursday, November 2nd, China National Center for the Performing Arts Orchestra. Friday, November 3rd, it's Christina Pato Quartet. Monday, November 6th, Spectral Quartet. And then Thursday and Friday, November 9 and 10, Big Dance Theater. Short list of audio-described performances this episode. Of course, audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms. Friday, July 28th, An American in Paris, North Carolina Museum of Art at 9. This musical tells the story of an American GI who stays in Paris after World War II. Saturday, July 29th, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Friday, August 18th, Moonlight, North Carolina Museum of Art at 8:30. Oscar's Best Picture depicts a rough Miami hood where Chiron struggles with his blossoming gay identity. during three chapters, Child, Teen, and Man, and played by three different actors, he learns how to survive his drug-addicted mother, his fraught schooling, and the challenge of defining masculinity in his community. Moonlight is both a disarmingly, at times almost unbearable, personal film and an urgent social document, a hard look at American reality, and a poem written in light, music, and vivid human faces. That from the New York Times. By the way, Durham Performing Arts Center, that's DPAC, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a two-week advanced notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. Okie dokie, Hopscotch 2017. With 120 bands over 4 days in September, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From large outdoor main stages in Raleigh City Plaza and Red Hat Amphitheater to intimate club shows, the festival features music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. Its schedule highlights this diversity each year. Approximately 20% of the festival's performers hail from in-state, a figure few, if any, nationally recognized music festivals can claim. Of Hopscotch, Rolling Stone magazine said it's all about an extraordinarily cool roster of bands, with streets cordoned off throughout the downtown area. Thousands of people wandered among multiple participating music venues, creating almost a Mardi Gras-like atmosphere. Here's just a brief glimpse of the lineup: Solange, Run the Jewels, Future Islands, Big Boy, Angel Olsen, The Afghan Whigs, Margot Price, No Name, and many, many more. Some ticket info: all early bird general admission and early bird VIP passes are all sold out. The $199 general admission tickets include all club shows, all Red Hat Amphitheater shows, and all outdoor City Plaza shows on Fayetteville Street. Now, the $349 VIP tickets that are still left include the VIP kickoff party, priority access to all club shows, City Plaza and Red Hat Amphitheater shows, access to the Oak Lounge in City Plaza, and the VIP area at Red Hat. That's all at Hopscotch 2017. Couple of shows coming up at PNC Arena. Saturday, July 1st, 5th Annual Carolina Hurricanes Summerfest. Tuesday, July 11th, the Total Package Tour, New Kids on the Block, Paula Abdul, and Boyz II Men, with a combined 200 million records sold worldwide. All these performers are primed to have the biggest party of the summer with the Total Package Tour. Ticket prices range from $25.95 to $195.95, plus those fees. Concert starts at 7:30. Saturday, September 2nd, Ed Sheeran, global superstar and multi-Grammy winner Ed Sheeran, has quickly established himself as one of the world's biggest musical artists with over 22 million albums sold. Ticket prices range from $35.50 to $85.50. Sunday, September 10th, it is the Kane's 5K. Thursday, October 12th, Bruno Mars. Thursday, November 9th, Jim Gaffigan. And then Sunday, December 31st, the Abbott Brothers. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater, box office number is 919-821-3111. Through July 30th, The Tempest. August 25th through September 10th, it is Crowns, a gospel musical. October 13th through the 22nd, Grace for President, also a musical. October 27th through November 12th, Perfect Arrangement. This is a dark comedy at Sutton Theater. December 1st through the 17th, Cinderella, a holiday musical, also at Sutton Theater. July 12th through the 28th, What We're Up Against at Gaddy Goodwin Teaching Theater. And February 9th through the 25th, Little Shop of Horrors, a musical comedy. The rest of the lineup, March 16th through April 1st, Beanstalk, the musical. April 13th through the 22nd, Alice in at Wonderland. May 11th through May 27th, Blood Done Sign My Name. And June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. All right, Durham Central Park Concert Series. Concerts are held, rain or shine. All ages, free and open to the public, and those concerts are on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m. June 30th, Too Many Zoos. July 7th, Skylar Gudaz with special guest Kamara Thomas. July 14th, Chris Jacobs. July 21st, Kaik Vidal and Batuki. July 28th, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. August 4th, Grammy Award-winning Rebirth Brass Band. August 11th, the Allen Boys. August 18th, B. Steadwell. And August 25th, Lila Noor and the Love Riot. View of the performance coming up at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Wednesday, July 5th, it's the Soggy Bottom Boys. Friday, July 14th, Steve Earle, an American rock, country, and folk singer-songwriter. Tickets start at $35. Wednesday, July 19th, War on the Catwalk. Friday, July 28th, an acoustic evening with Patty Griffin and Leanne Womack. And finally, Friday, August 4th, Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.